got so much to be thankful for. Got so much and there's so much more. Today I'm gonna be thankful for my daily bread.
Folks, you are listening to a fresh new cut from a fresh new CD from Mr. Ken Whiteley. His tune's called Daily Bread. Have a little listen.
God's love made flesh upon the earth. Celebrate Jesus' birth. So much to be thankful for. Got so much and there's so much more. Today I'm gonna be thankful for my daily bread. In ancient times of Jesus' birth, just like now, rich folks walk upon this earth. But it was shepherds who heard the angels sing, brought humble hearts to the newborn king. So much to be thankful for. Got so much and there's so much more.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorites is back again, performing live in studio, and here to tell us all about, of course, his popular Sunday afternoon gospel music series at a Hughes Room. Mark your calendars for the last Sunday in November, the 25th, next Sunday, when Ken Whiteley will release his newest CD, his first Christmas album, folks, The Light of Christmas. And joining him for the afternoon will be the Levy sisters, Amoy and Cecile, and David Wall, and Ben Whiteley, and Bucky Berger, and Eric Clapton, and...
Other special guests, too numerous to mention.
Yes, just too numerous. Justin Bieber will be there, and Gordon Lightfoot. All of whom have performed on this CD. By the way... Who is your production genius? Is that you, or does someone else do production?
Because I did the production.
Buddy, it's so full and tight. You know how rare it is to get something that full and that tight?
Well, thank you, Drew. I've been working on it. They say it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert at something. So I have logged, I think, at least twice that many hours in the studio. So
this CD launch at Hughes Room next Sunday, the 25th of November. It's also like a charity thing, too? You're doing something?
That's right. I decided when I had the idea to make a Christmas album, not just to make a Christmas album, because the whole point is to be able to give something rather than just, take stuff. So I called the folks at the Daily Bread Food Bank, and they were quite happy to partner with me on this album and
the release.
So people can... Bring their checkbooks or just bring some perishable food. And
you want them to bring perishable food?
I mean, no. The perishable food
like
is for me.
Leftovers.
The imperishable food items. I was almost right. I had the perishable. I missed the im.
No, I like
yes.
that. I like
yeah,
that.
Cans, pasta.
The usual.
People know that stuff.
We know the drill. Yeah.
I hope so. I would hope so.
And 10% of all CD sales is going to something?
That's right, to the Daily Bread Food
okay.
Bank.
Good
yeah.
for you, man.
Yeah.
Good for you. I was there for your last one, Ken Whiteley's Gospel Matinee. And the guy in the piano.
Lance Anderson.
What a freak.
He's a great musician.
This country is
crawling with great musicians. But Lance is one of them. And he's done different shows with me over the years. He's played with everybody from Oscar Peterson, to blues acts and gospel acts, so he's definitely one of the great keyboard players in Southern Ontario.
And your son was on double bass, and he's got the Whiteley smile, and he's he's looking for lead-ins.
He's in Alaska today.
Is he?
He's performing in Alaska today with a group called Joy Kills Sorrow. But he'll be back. I think Wednesday he lands back in Toronto. Okay.
So he'll be there performing
he'll be
as
there
well?
There on Sunday, yeah.
Do you guys ever bash heads like fathers and sons sometimes do on musical things?
It never gets that strong.
Yeah.
He sometimes rolls his eyes occasionally
Dad,
and he likes playing with his peers, with people his own age. I mean, he's 26 and... So he certainly likes when he has opportunities, of which he has many, to play with his peers. But But he also enjoys playing with me, so good. I feel very privileged to have that relationship with him.
Good. Well, my son will be joining me next Sunday.
Oh, great.
Coming down to see the Ken Whitley performance.
And in fact, the CD is actually a whole... I decided as I kind of got into this that it would be great to involve all my Whitley relatives that are musicians on this album, which is a significant number. So first, I'd already called my brother Chris to play some harmonica and trumpet. And then I thought, well, you know, there's a couple of real piano songs. That Daily Bread song that you let in on, that's me playing piano. But then
really?
I thought, well, it'd be great to get my nephew, Jesse, who loves to play gospel music on the piano. So he is playing some piano, and then I thought, well, I've got Chris and I've got Jesse. I should get my nephew Dan to play some mandolin, and I'd send some tracks up to Elphin, Ontario, and get my niece Jenny to sing some harmony. And
you know what? The ironic thing is, we've got a guy named Whitley who has more people from the black community on stage with you than any Whitley guy I've ever seen. And the people that were there last week, the choir, the four-part choir.
Yes, Soul Influence.
Oh, my goodness.
From Africa. They're Torontonian.
Crowd, yeah. Love them.
Oh, and they're beautiful. Beautiful singing and beautiful people. It was, you know, they approached it with that great spirit of openness, and they have their own thing very tight, and
yeah.
It's very, you know, very skilled, and yet they, you know, that's what I'm always looking for, is artists who are willing to sort of open themselves up.
It's a roll with it kind of day, isn't it, really?
That's what I like to do. I mean, that's the excitement of getting a multiple artist event, you know, having different singers on stage together is not just so that you do your thing, you know, you do your normal set, but there's that interaction. And once you open things up, then that allows for that special stuff to happen.
Okay, enough rambling. Enough of this yabba yabba stuff. Well, can we get you a little song out of you here? Do you happen to have your guitar with you?
I happen to have my guitar with me here. And I'm going to do a song. Now, this is one, a lot of the songs are about Jesus, as befits a Christmas event.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, I kind of try and stress a little bit more, try and, you know, get the, what is this actually about, you know, in there. But this song is less so in that context.
Okay.
And yet, it's the sort of the subtle undercurrent of the whole thing. And it's fairly autobiographical. Although there is a reference to two brothers in Maple Leaf Blue. And in fact, when my brother Chris and I were growing up, I would have been wearing a Chicago Blackhawks sweater, not two Maple Leaf sweaters. But, you know,
and, that's
poetic
the,
license.
And that's and, the end of this interview. We're all done.
Well, that was then, this is now.
Okay,
you know, we've
right.
moved on from
all
that.
Right.
But I'm just, you know, when I was a little kid, I got fascinated, you know, Stan Mikita and Bobby Hull and all, you know, all those guys were playing for the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to be different. I was, you know, but we hopefully we learn from the error of our ways and move on, you know.
Well said.
You know,
nice recovery.
There would be me, and there would be you, two brothers side by side in maple leaf blue, two brothers a suburban black and white shot, proudly displaying all we'd got, my dad in a bow tie of Christmas red, Mom putting on an apron as she said, I'd better make the stuffing, dress the bird. To hear it now, I cherish every word. Well, I can imagine a lot of things as I sit here tonight. Some things I never got to, and others I did right. My memories may blur and still be true, but I can't imagine Christmas without you. A bottle of wine, a table for two. We were warm inside because we knew it wasn't just the Christmas tree that seemed right.
It wasn't just the candles that filled our hearts with light. Well, I can imagine a lot of things as I sit here tonight. Some things I never got to, and others I did right. My memory may blur and still be true, but I can't imagine Christmas without you. Fresh raisin bread from a bread machine, another giant Lego set wrapped up in Christmas green. It wasn't another Fred CD to fill the air, our favorite Fred CD, all of the CD.
Let me start that again here. That verse, I blew it and I got off on a tangent here, but because I was thinking about, I made a beautiful Christmas CD with Fred Penner one time called The Season, and that's one we always play on Christmas morning. So,
our favorite Fred CD to fill the air. Our hearts are singing because you are there. Well, I can imagine a lot of things as I sit here tonight. Some things I never got to, and others I did right. Our memories may blur and still be true, but I can't imagine Christmas without you. Time cascades and fades away. In our hearts still something stays. And though our time may surely call, love illuminates us all. There would be me, there would be you, in a different memory, it's true. Though all things will change, still what remains, this light we share this holiday retains. I can imagine a lot of things as I sit here tonight. Some things I never got to, and others I did right. Our memories may blur, yet still be true. But I can't imagine Christmas without you. Yes, our memories may blur, and still be true. But I can't imagine Christmas without you.
Well, folks, now you know why Ken Whiteley is a Canadian roots music legend. Among numerous accolades, he has been awarded a Canadian Folk Music Award, Genie Award for Best Original Song in a Canadian Film, Lifetime Achievement Recognition from the Ontario Council of Folk Festivals and Mariposa Folk Festival. He's also been nominated for 7 Juno Awards and 15 Maple Blues Awards. As a producer of over 125 recording projects, Ken's productions have garnered 10 Canadian gold and platinum records, 4 American gold records, 22 Juno, and 2 Grammy nominations, and sold over 8 million copies, and he's won 7 Academy Awards. Ladies and gentlemen, Ken Whiteley.
That's
buddy,
right. That, Johnny Mercer has nothing on me. Yeah.
That is just, does that not transport anybody who's got a little age on them and thinks back to, you know, the warm magic of Christmas memories and mom and dad stuff and siblings. And, oh, you just killed me with that song. You took me right back, man.
Yeah. And the album is mostly new songs. It's not, you know, there's no Silent Night on it. I mean, gotta love Silent Night, beautiful
yeah,
song.
But it's been,
you know,
right,
there's a lot of different versions,
nope,
however way you want to go. So it's mostly new stuff. And that's, so my apologies about fluffing the lyrics. There.
No,
but
not
it is
at all.
First time that song's
them
ever been on the radio. So.
Really?
Oh,
well,
yeah,
there you go.
So, I mean, I performed it for the first time anywhere last week. So,
Ken Whiteley, this CD is called The Light of Christmas. It's his 28th album, ladies and gentlemen. and a lot of fantastic people pitching in this. As a matter of fact, Tim, I think what we might do in a second or two, just so we can give you a heads up in this, I just want to go from track one right to the end. I want to play. I used to do this with my high school buddies, play a little snippet of almost every tune. I want to just go through. I want people to get a taste of this.
I love it.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
No, because this will give it. This will give people a little taste. Listen, where did you just come from to come here on the show?
I was at a meeting of the Juno Children's Committee. So I'm on the committee that kind of screens all of the submissions for both children's records and roots and traditional records.
Wow. So if any of us have children that are singers, we should suck up to you. Is that what I mean?
No, because it's very impartial. I mean, basically make sure that stuff fits the category, that it's, you know, that it's right. And there's a little bit of a bar in terms of quality that we kind of go. But then it's passed on to judges. And,
yeah.
And I tend to take an inclusive view that, you know, I know how much work these people have put in to make their records. So if there's any doubt, I kind of say, let's pass it on to the judges. If you're a judge, right. You can decide, nah.
So you're like the Paula Abdul of this group.
I guess so. Maybe. I, what do I know? But
let's go through this. I want to hear track after track. So you're going to need to kind of get over on that machine and just hit, you know, forward, forward, forward kind of a thing. So let's have a listen to some of these tracks here, folks.
Oh, Lord, I wonder, by and by, by and by, by and by. Mary had a baby.
I like that. I like it. This is called Oh, Lord, I Wonder.
Mary had a baby, by and by.
It's very islandy.
From the Georgia Sea Islands.
Yeah. Love it. All right, let's go to track two. All right, have a listen. This is called Santa Claus Blues. You got to be kidding me. Beautiful. Beautiful.
This is one of the two I didn't write. It's an old 1920s.
Listen to that.
The merry bells are ringing today. But they don't mean nothing to me. I hear the children playing today, but I'm as blue as I can be.
I love it. I love it. Okay, let's go to the next track. Track three, The Light of Christmas.
As I walk the darkening streets, I felt a glow within me grow. People passed both happy and sad. I wished somehow they all could know to light the light within your heart.
This is just an you know, they say inspirational CD, and you listen to it and go, well, it didn't inspire me. This is an inspirational CD. Let's skip four, because we came in on four and hit the track five, The Baby Leapt in the Womb. He threw down some ska? Buddy!
John would be filled with the spirit of Elijah and the baby leapt in the womb.
Well, Karen from the Toronto Mass Choir will be loving you for this.
Cecile and Amoy Levy, I was talking, I was in the process of writing this song this summer when we were playing in Kitchener doing a gospel thing in the Kitchener Blues and Jazz Festival. And I was telling them, I want to write a song. You know, nobody's really, the whole sort of pre, you know, when Gabriel first appears to Zacharias and tells that, you know, he and Elizabeth and, you know, Mary's cousin, and then she goes to visit them, and so we were talking about this backstage, and I sort of, you know, and they're from a Jamaican background, and I was thinking, oh, this is where we should go with this one.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, let's go to the next one, Tim. You know, I don't think we've ever done this on our show, skip from track to track. I love this. Oh, you're killing me.
There's your fancy bass.
There was a little baby. Oh, my Lord, there was a little baby.
You better be playing this on the 25th.
Oh, yeah.
There was a little
Hughes Room, folks, the 25th. This is what you're going to get.
If my brother comes, he's playing hard. But if my brother doesn't come, you can sit out on hard.
No, I'm not sitting on. I will not do that, man. No way. Although that song is All right, that's beautiful. Oh, you're killing. All right, next track, next track. See, that? Did you remember doing this when you were younger, Tim, with your high school buddies? Okay, number 8.
Let the cold wind blow.
Oh, listen to that horn.
We'll keep singing, come what may. From the season storm, we'll be safe.
This is so good.
Christmassy kind of day.
Who's doing the harmonies?
That on this song, it's actually Haley Jean Penner, who is Fred Penner's daughter. And I actually wrote this when we were recording Fred's CD, The Season. And, you know, it's sort of got a... Fred does a sort of more up-tempo kind of thing. And I kind of wanted to sound like a bunch of people sitting around the kitchen table.
Yeah.
You know, but you just happen to have a bass and a trumpet and a, you know, clarinet player. And so then I got Fred's daughter, Haley, to sing on it. I thought that would be perfect.
That is fantastic. All right, next one, next one. Folks, if you don't like this CD, don't listen to my show anymore. I love this CD so much that you cannot be my friend if you don't like the CD. We gotta have some volume in this one, man.
Over the hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Was a little manger, found my
love
Jesus
that clarinet.
He'd come down.
Let's just bring it down.
We know that one. That's
bring
what
it,
we know.
Bring it down. Bring it down. Oh, man. Okay, a couple more, and then we'll move on. By the way, we're just getting one live one out of you, right? Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. I didn't want to make you work too hard, you know?
I appreciate that.
Well, when was Jesus born? It was the
last month of the year.
Oh, tell me, when was Jesus born? It was the
last month of the year.
Tell me, when was Jesus born? It was the
last month of the year.
Now you got
January,
you got
February,
you got
March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November was the 25th day of December. It was the last month of the
I think
year.
I've seen the Gaithers sing this one.
Yeah, yeah.
This is
it's
brilliant.
It's an old traditional one, but not as well known as it will be after the summer.
All right, we can't do any more. You're killing me here. You're killing me. I could do this all day, but then it wouldn't be a talk show. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Seriously, well done. And how long has it taken you to do a Christmas CD? 33 years or something like that?
Yeah, I first had the idea back in the late 70s and. So last month of the year would have been on it had I made it in 1979 when I was, and so would the Santa Claus Blues. And then, but then there's a whole bunch of songs here that I wrote in the last year. And I've been doing a Christmas Eve service at Emmanuel Howard Park Church in Toronto on Roncesvalles. They do a candlelight Christmas service, and usually Amoy Levy does it with me, and David Wall and my son Ben, and it's just beautiful. And so that's also been part of kind of feeding this, you know, because, you know, after you've done it 2 or 3 years, you have some favorites, but then you also want to get some new stuff in there. So that's when I started writing some of the songs. So The Light of Christmas, that song came out of those performances. Mm. And that church has a history of social activism of they have a, you know, Out of the Cold program there and a hot meals program there for, you know, homeless people and different things like that. So it's kind of, I kind of wanted to capture some of that essence of it. And then that led me to the Daily Bread, you know, idea. If I was going to do this, I should, you know, have something practical as well. You know, it's just the artistic activity. I mean, I do these things because I'm an artist, but then you figure out you want to get them out there. You want to make the world a better place. You want to do your bit in the world. So
what's your funeral song?
My funeral song?
Yeah.
Throw me anywhere, Lord, in that old field. Don't care where you throw me in that old field. You can throw me anywhere, Lord, in that old field. When St. Peter calls me in that old field.
Wow, you pulled I've never had anyone pull out a funeral song that quick, man. That was hilarious. So that's what we're going to be singing at your funeral, huh?
I hope so. Why not?
Can I come?
You bet.
Okay.
If I don't have to go to yours first, but, you know, whatever. you can put in a request, you know. I've had several people actually come up to me and say, you know, if possible, I would like you to sing at my funeral. And I've said, okay, I'll do my best to be there.
What a great, you know, I think New Orleans do it right, you know, that whole celebrate it to craziness.
Yeah,
it's the way to do it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I just came, I was in the States for a couple of weeks at the beginning of November, and we buried my mother-in-law, who was 99 years old when she died.
Wow.
And, you know, she just got tired. She was, like, tired of eating, tired of, you know, and her heart was tired, you know, so basically that's what she died from. And but, you know, it's that celebration of somebody's life and knowing that it, you know, that isn't the end of things and putting your faith in God. And, you know, and some, you know, like she was never a person who actually she wasn't comfortable with religious terminology.
No.
She came from a secular Jewish background in New York City and stuff like that. And yet she was an artist. She saw, you know, she would, even, you know, when she was 99, she'd be looking out, you know, oh, look at the way the lights, you know, on the leaves there and
she'd
stuff like that.
Still see it.
And as I was talking with someone, I said, you know, she wasn't, so at their graveside, you could really feel the spirit there and know that there is continuity there and you know, and we have to just offer that up. And so there's a lot of ways to experience God working in our lives. That's what I think.
Ken, I always love having you here, man. You just lift me out of, like, I remember the first time you came, actually, the first time you were on our show, I was in a kind of, funk or whatever, right? Whatever. It was And I left changed because you stink of, what is it? What am I trying to say?
He just stinks.
He just stinks. You reek passion is what it is.
You can call it whatever you like, but I mean, I,
well, I just did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You do the best you can in this world. That's
but who encourages you? Because you
well, lots of people do. You do. You encourage me. You know that, like anybody, and as somebody who is trying to experience God in this world, you know, you see that light in people, like, and the light is there in everybody, but for some people it's just the shades are down and they aren't there, and so, you know, part of, you know, there's people have different ways of bringing that message, and I don't want to tell anybody how they should or shouldn't approach this. You know, this is the topic, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've said that before.
Yeah.
This is the topic. But, you know, so I don't take a doctrinaire view, you know, unless you come to my church on Sunday and worship the way I like to worship.
Yeah.
You know, there's I respect anybody who says this is the way I want to worship. That's fair enough, you know, go for it.
Yeah.
So there are lots of people who encourage me, and there's lots of people where I've you know, lots of people I feel community with, church with.
Well, this is an aptly named Christmas project, and I get a little nervous when people release Christmas CDs because it's almost like, well, there's some people that just shouldn't release Christmas CDs. I just want to say that.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what
and
are
then,
they doing?
Listen, well,
yeah, exactly.
But it's also something you do later in your career. Like, once that's not your first release, right? You're not going to really, you know, come on. So, you know, 33 years, but you've been swinging heavy at this stuff. But it's an aptly named Christmas CD because that's what you exude, Kent. You do. You know, the light just flies out of you. Folks, that's it. We are done on the Drew Marshall Show. We're going to go out with one more track here from Ken Whiteley's CD. Thanks for tuning in today. We had a lot of fun. It's great to have Mark Hebscher on the show. If you missed any of today's show, you want to go to our website later in the week, and we'll have that all up there for your listening pleasure. Next week on our show, we're going to have some Grey Cup people. Looks like we're going to have Chuck Ealy on. His daughter's written a book. And we're also going to have Carrie Pomeroli in studio, co-hosting the entire show, because she's got a comedy gig that night at KRT in Brampton. Check that out online on our website all over the world. You'll find it. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, folks. If you're new to this great country, get out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
In a manger, straw for his bed, of David's line in David's town, a newborn king, but no earthly crown.
Hallelujah, a child is born.
Marvel, we can feel their joy. Offer praises for this baby boy.
Hallelujah, a child.